Warhammer 40k Faction Combat Patrols, which army to start with? Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Blood Angels are the hottest pick for aggressive play, while Necrons reward defensive patience and Tyranids let you swarm your way to victory. So you're ready to jump into Warhammer 40k? Have you seen what everyone's been building since 11th edition dropped? The vibe is absolutely incredible right now, and here's the thing, you don't need to mortgage your hobby budget to get started. Combat Patrol boxes are exactly what beginners need. Fully playable armies, gorgeous models, real savings compared to buying separately, and enough variety that you can absolutely pick a faction that speaks to your playstyle instead of just grabbing what's on the shelf. I've spent time with all the major combat patrol options, and I'm here to help you find your army. Whether you want to charge straight into melee like a space vampire, control the battlefield like an undead robot overlord, or just scream WAGH while throwing everything at your opponent, there's a patrol waiting for you. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What makes Combat Patrol the smartest way into 40k? Here's the honest answer up front. Combat Patrol is the cheapest, gentlest, most complete on-ramp Games Workshop has ever made. Each box is a fixed roster that's illegal, playable force the moment the glue dries, no list-building paralysis, no staring down 47 datasheets wondering what synergizes. That's not an accident. GW built these as teaching tools, and it shows. Two things beginners never hear until later, so let me front-load them. Games Workshop publishes every datasheet, every stratagem, and the full Combat Patrol mission pack as free PDFs on Warhammer Community. Com, no paywall, no guesswork. The companion is a nice-to-have lore-end reference hardback, not a gate. Second, the game mode is deliberately tiny. Combat Patrol games run on a 44x30 board, half a kitchen table, use just three bespoke stratagems per faction instead of the dozen-plus in full 40k, and let you field a max of three of any one unit. Three stratagems is genuinely the whole point. You can hold the entire rule set in your head by game two. There are six built-in missions, Clash of Patrols, Scorched Earth, Sweeping Raid, and Friends, so it doesn't go stale. You're learning real 40k movement, the shooting and fight phases, objectives, just with the training wheels thoughtfully bolted on. Does the new 11th edition change which box I should buy? Short answer, no, and the timing actually makes two of these picks better. Let me explain, because this is the single most important thing a beginner can know right now. As I write this, mid-June 2026, Warhammer 40k's 11th edition is days from launch. The new edition's flagship box, Warhammer 40,000, Armageddon, goes up for general release on Saturday, June 20, 2026. Pre-orders are live now. And here's the delicious part, Armageddon is a Space Marines vs. Orcs box. The Marine half is tied to the Blood Angels narratively. So the two factions Games Workshop chose to headline the entire new edition are the same two I rank highest here for beginners. That's not me being cute, that's GW telling you who the welcome mat is for. The thing that scares newcomers, if I buy a Combat Patrol now, will the new edition make it obsolete? Is a non-issue. Your miniatures are fully legal in 11th edition. Plastic is plastic, a beast boss is a beast boss. GW also confirmed your 10th edition codex rules stay valid until your faction gets its 11th edition codex, so the transition is gradual, not a cliff. Rules are free PDFs that get updated for you. The only honest caveat, a few datasheets and stratagems will shift over the next year as codexes roll out, so check the current free PDF before a tournament. For learning at the kitchen table, buy with total confidence. Blood Angels, why are they the best first faction? If you take one recommendation from me, take this one. Blood Angels are pure glorious aggression, and they're the faction GW just put on the cover of the new edition, so the community spotlight is blinding right now. Read, easy to find opponents, painters, and tutorials. The box is 17 multi-part plastic models, a Blood Angels captain, 10 assault intercessors, and 6 Sanguinary Guard. That's a deliberately lean, forgiving roster. The Sanguinary Guard alone justify the purchase, golden-winged, hand-sculpted with that genetically blessed Angel Knight character GW reserves for its prestige kits. They're the models that turn heads on a shelf and on the table. Why best for beginners? Because every turn you do something, you advance, you charge, you fight, no agonizing, do I sit back and shoot? Decision tree. The army's whole identity is the Red Thirst. Get into melee and hit harder than you have any right to. That straightforwardness means even suboptimal choices tend to work out, which is exactly what a new player needs while the muscle memory forms. Insider angle, Blood Angels paint up fast despite the gold. A Mephiston red base over a black undercoat, a Wraithbone end contrast trick on the gold details, and a wash to tie it together gets you a battle-ready army in a weekend. And when you outgrow the box, the obvious next buy is a unit of Jump Pack Death Company, the most iconic Blood Angels squad in the game, and a clean 10 power upgrade to your list. Necrons, is the boring robot's reputation deserved? Not even slightly, and Necrons quietly teach you more actual 40k than the flashier factions. This is the box for the chess player, the person who likes knowing they'll still be standing on turn 5 while their opponent runs out of gas. The patrol gives you 18 models, a Necron Overlord, 10 Necron Warriors, 3 Scorpec Destroyers with a Plasmacyte Handler, a Canoptech Doomstalker Walker, and 3 Canoptech Scarab Swarms. Don't sleep on those Scarabs, they're cheap, expendable screening units, and learning to use throwaway pieces to protect your valuable ones is a fundamental skill most beginners pick up 2 armies too late. The Warriors are your unkillable anvil, their reanimation protocols literally stand models back up, the Scorpec are your hammer, and the Doomstalker is your ranged anchor backfield gun. You're paying for resilience and that gorgeous Tombworld aesthetic, not for the discount, and the aesthetic is a real beginner cheat code. Metallic green glow effects, weathered necrodermis, spooky undying skeletons, Necrons are arguably the single easiest army to make look pro with minimal skill. A lead belcher spray, an Agrax wash, and a dab of green contrast in the recesses, and people will assume you've been painting for years. Patience on the table, instant gratification on the brush. Tyranids, should you start with the swarm. Tyranids are the give-me-one-of-everything faction, and the current box, properly called the Tyranid Assault Brood, leans into that beautifully. You get 18 plastic miniatures, 10 Genestealers, fast, clawed swarming infantry, 3 Tyrant Guard bodyguard bricks that can alternatively build as Hive Guard, a Biovore, a weird artillery bug that lobs spore mines, 3 spore mines, and the centerpiece, the Parasite of Mortrex, a flying synapse character that's genuinely one of the coolest models GW has put in a starter box this edition. What makes this a great teacher is that no 2 games play the same. You've got fast melee, slow tanky melee, indirect fire artillery, and a flying character all in one box, so you're forced to think about roles from game 1, which unit does what and when. That's a more sophisticated lesson than everyone charge, and it pays off forever. 2 honest cautions. First, Genestealers hit hard but die easy early on. Before you've internalized how to position and screen them, expect to lose a few squads while you learn. Good news, they're cheap to replace, so you're learning risk management on a budget. Second, the Assault Brood is melee-heavy and short on ranged punch, so a gunline opponent can keep you at arm's length until you master your charges. The upside. Genestealers are an absolute joy to paint, big flat carapace plates that drink up contrast paint, so a horde looks cohesive fast. Orcs, are they secretly the best beginner army? I'll say the quiet part loud. Orcs might be the most forgiving first army in the game, and they're the other faction GW just put on the cover of 11th edition. The Beast Snag-a Box is the highest model count of the lot, 25 models built around a Beast Boss, 20 Beast Snag-a Boys, and 4 Squighog Boys riding actual War Squigs, tiny armored dinotoads with a bomb squig along for the ride. Here's the beginner magic. Orcs have a built-in mechanic, WAAG, and get stuck in that rewards the exact thing new players do instinctively, charge forward and roll a fistful of dice. The army wants you to be reckless. There's no fragile finesse to fumble, no perfect positioning puzzle that punishes a rookie. Your plan is go forward, your contingency is hit it harder, and the dice deliver enough chaotic swings that even a loss is a great story. The catch, they're heavily melee, so a dedicated shooting army will punish you, and at the very top competitive level, orcs ebb and flow with the meta. None of that matters for your first 50 games. 2 more reasons I love them for newcomers. The orc community is famously the friendliest, most welcoming corner of the hobby. Orc players will adopt you. And the kits are the funnest to build and paint. Stuff a boy's belt with extra DACA, paint the squigs neon, and lean into the rule that red once go faster. There's no wrong way to make an orc. How do I actually build and paint one without drowning? This is where most newcomers freeze, so let me give you the realistic timeline and the one technique that changes everything. Assembly of a combat patrol runs roughly 3 to 6 hours. Modern GW plastic is pushfit friendly and the instructions are excellent, so don't overthink it. Painting is where the hours actually live. Budget 15 to 40 hours for a clean tabletop, battle-ready, standard, more if you chase display quality. Most people, me included, build over 2 or 3 evenings and play their first game with bare gray plastic, which is completely normal and welcome at any friendly table. Now the cheat code, contrast paints over a Wraithbone or gray sear primer. One thinned coat of a contrast color pools in the recesses and wicks off the raised edges, doing your shading and highlighting in a single pass. A whole squad can go from primer to battle-ready in an afternoon. This is genuinely how experienced hobbyists knock out hordes. It's not a beginner shortcut, it's the method for big model counts looking at you, 25 orc box and Genestealer swarm. For paints, the Citadel color, battle ready set is the sane all-in-one starting point rather than buying 30 pots a la carte. And do not try to win a golden demon on model one, your first mini is your worst mini, and that's the deal for everyone. Slap paint on, base it, get it on the table, and let your 10th model be the pretty one. The hobby rewards starting, not perfecting. Combat Patrol versus Kill Team, which door should you walk through? These are 2 different games wearing the same grimdark coat, and picking the right one saves you real money. Combat Patrol is small-scale full 40k, you command a whole little army, learn the actual rules that scale up to 1,000 and 2,000 point games, and the box is your list. It's the path if you want the general commanding a force fantasy and a clean runway into the big game. Kill Team is the intimate skirmish cousin. You control a single squad of individual specialist operatives on a dense terrain board with deep tactical hide-and-seek narrative campaign gameplay. It does not translate directly to 40K deployment or army tactics. It's its own excellent system. Pick it if you're tight on space, tight on time, or you love single-model heroics and story-driven play. Fewer models and terrain, but the parts people actually care about. Independent and online retailers routinely run 10 to 15 off combat patrols and bundle starter sets. A 5-minute search before you check out is the easiest discount in the hobby. Final verdict: picking your first combat patrol is the most fun decision you'll make this year. There's no asterisk wrong asterisk choice, only different flavors of awesome. Blood Angels if you want fast, satisfying games, Necrons if you want to outthink your opponent, Tyranids if you want a little bit of everything, Orcs if you want to laugh while you play. All of them teach you 40K, all of them look incredible, and all of them will absolutely hook you into this hobby. The real magic isn't in any single box, it's in the community of people, and I mean all kinds of people, who are building and painting and playing alongside you right now. Grab a patrol, make your first model beautiful or hilarious or both, and roll those dice. Welcome to the grimdark future. Frequently asked questions: can I really play my first game right out of the box? Yes, absolutely. You don't even need to build a list. The box is asterisk your list. Just assemble, paint if you want, and play. How long does it take to build and paint a combat patrol? Assembly takes 3 to 6 hours depending on your speed and experience. Painting is where time really lives. Expect 15 to 40 hours for a tabletop standard finish, battle ready, or 50 plus if you want to go fancy. Most new players build a patrol over 2 to 3 weekends and play before everything is painted. Games Workshop's tutorials make painting less scary than you'd think. Which combat patrol has the best beginner rules? Blood Angels are probably the gentlest introduction to 40K mechanics, straightforward charge and hit gameplay with minimal special rules to memorize. Necrons come a close second. Tyranids and Orcs are equally beginner-friendly but require juggling more unit types and special interactions, which is only harder if you dislike reading rules. Can I expand a combat patrol into a bigger army? That's the whole point. Combat patrol is your foundation. After a few games, you'll know what units you want to add. A typical next step is adding one more box of your favorite unit or a character unit. Most combat patrols expand cleanly into 1,000 to 2,000 point armies with just 2 to 3 additional purchases. Should I buy 2 patrols to play against my friend? You could asterisk, but honestly. The Warhammer 40K starter set, usually available every June, offers better value if you're buying 2 armies at once. That said, 2 combat patrols of different factions is a solid way to learn if you both want different aesthetics. Do I need to paint my models before playing? Not at all. Unpainted plastic is totally welcome at hobby stores and friendly game nights. That said, painting makes the hobby way more fun and rewarding. Most people play their first game unpainted, then paint while waiting for their next match. It's part of the journey, not a barrier to entry.